Chapter 31, Male Reproduction System, Chapter Summary. Here's a tip. Listen to this summary after reading the chapter to help you reinforce the key concepts. Before class or your next test, you can also use the summary as a quick review. Sexual reproduction. Functioning of the reproductive system ensures the survival of the genetic characteristics of a species. The male reproductive system consists of organs whose functions are to produce, transfer, and introduce mature sperm into the female reproductive tract where fertilization can occur. Male reproductive organs. The male reproductive organs are classified as essential organs for production of gametes or accessory organs that support the reproductive process. Essential organs include gonads of the male, also known as testes. Accessory organs of reproduction are also important, including genital ducts that convey sperm to the outside of the body, a pair of epididymides, paired vasodeferentia, a pair of ejaculatory ducts, and the urethra. Accessory glands produce secretions that nourish, transport, and mature sperm. A pair of seminal vesicles, the prostate, and pair of bulbal urethral glands. Supporting structures, such as the scrotum, penis, and a pair of spermatic cords. In males, the perineum is a roughly diamond-shaped area between the thighs, which extends anteriorly from the pubic symphysis to the coccyx posteriorly, with the ischial tuberosity on either side as lateral boundaries. The perineum is divided into the urogenital triangle and the anal triangle. Testes. The testes consist of several lobules composed of seminiferous tubules and interstitial cells, or Leydig cells, separated by septa, encased in a fibrous capsule called the tunica albuginea. Seminiferous tubules in the testis open into a plexus called the reedy testis, which is drained by a series of efferent ductules that emerge from the top of the organ and enter the head of the epididymis. Located in the scrotum, there is one testis in each of two scrotal compartments. Interstitial or Leydig cells are endocrine cells between the seminiferous tubules. The seminiferous tubules contain spermatogenic cells that produce sperm and sustentacular cells, also called Nurse or Sertoli cells, which have a variety of functions including support and regulate sperm-producing functions of the testis, produce androgen-binding protein that binds to testosterone to make it more soluble and thus increase its concentration, supporting sperm production. Tight junctions between sustentacular cells form the blood-testis barrier that protects developing sperm from the immune system. Spermatogenesis is the formation of mature male gametes, or spermatozoa, by seminiferous tubules. It is stimulated by the follicle-stimulating hormone from the anterior pituitary and also gonadotropin-releasing hormone from the hypothalamus. Hormones are secreted by the interstitial cells. Testosterone, a type of androgen known as the maleness hormone, has multiple functions, including promoting primary and secondary male sexual characteristics, promoting anabolism, and affecting fluid and electrolyte balance. It is regulated by the luteinizing hormone from the anterior pituitary. Inhibin inhibits the release of follicle-stimulating hormone by the anterior pituitary, thus allowing the testis to have some control over spermatogenesis. Small amounts of estrogen are secreted by interstitial cells, liver, and other organs. Estrogen's role in males is still uncertain but may influence spermatogenesis and other functions. Spermatozoa consists of a head that is covered by acrosome, neck, midpiece, and tail, which is divided into a principal piece and a short end piece. Reproductive ducts. The epididymis is a single tightly coiled tube enclosed in a fibrous casing, lying along the top and side of each testis. Its anatomical divisions include the head, body, and tail. It functions as a duct for seminal fluid and secretes part of the seminal fluid. Sperm becomes capable of motility while they are passing through the epididymis. The vas deferens, or ductus deferens, is a tubular extension of the epididymis. It extends through the inguinal canal into the abdominal cavity, over top and down the posterior surface of the bladder. The enlarged terminal portion is called an ampulla, which joins the duct of the seminal vesicle. It serves as one of the excretory ducts for seminal fluid and connects the epididymis with ejaculatory duct. The ejaculatory duct is formed by the union of the vas deferens with the duct from the seminal vesicle. It passes through the prostate gland, terminating in the urethra. Accessory reproductive glands. Seminal vesicles are convoluted pouches about 5 to 7 centimeters long on the posterior surface of the bladder. They secrete the viscous, nutrient-rich part of seminal fluid, which is 60% of the semen volume. The prostate gland is donut-shaped, encircling the urethra just below the bladder. Its function is to add a slightly acidic, watery, milky-looking secretion to the seminal fluid at about 30% of the semen volume. Bulbal urethral glands are small, P-shaped structures with about 2.5-centimeter-long ducts leading into urethra. These glands lie below the prostate gland and secrete an alkaline fluid that is about 5% of the semen volume. Supporting structures. The scrotum is a skin-covered pouch suspended from the perineal region into which the testes descend near the time of birth. They are divided into two compartments containing testis, epididymis, and lower part of a spermatic cord. The dardos and cremaster muscles elevate the scrotal pouch. The penis is composed of three cylindrical masses of erectile tissue, one of which contains the urethra, which is the terminal duct for both urinary and reproductive tracts. During sexual arousal, the penis becomes erect, serving as a penetrating copulatory organ during sexual intercourse. Spermatic cords are fibrous cylinders located in inguinal canals, which enclose the seminal ducts, blood vessels, lymphatics, and nerves. Composition and course of seminal fluid. Seminal fluid consists of secretions from the testes, epididymides, seminal vesicles, prostate, and bulbal urethral glands. Each milliliter contains millions of sperm. Seminal fluid passes from the testes through the epididymis, vas deferens, ejaculatory duct, and urethra. Male fertility. Male fertility is dependent upon many factors, including the number, size, shape, and motility of the sperm. Infertility may be caused by antibodies some men make against their own sperm. Male fertility begins at puberty and extends into old age. Cycle of life, male reproductive system. Reproductive functions begin at the time of puberty. The development of organs begins before birth. Immature testes descend into the scrotum before or shortly after birth. During puberty, high levels of hormones stimulate final stages of development. The reproductive system operates to permit reproduction until advanced old age. In late adulthood, a gradual decline in hormone production may decrease sexual appetite and fertility.